Some years ago, Father Michael Kennedy, a Roman Catholic priest in Los Angeles, traveled numerous times to the war-torn country of El Salvador. On one trip, he visited a community where all the men had been murdered. Fathers, uncles, sons, brothers, neighbors, and nephews were all killed. Only the women survived. Well, upon his return to the United States, Father Mike wrote a reflection piece in the Los Angeles Times. He was profoundly and forever touched by the faith and hope of those women he had met. He wrote about how they had suffered the loss of their men and had to fend for themselves amid such horror and tragedy. Yet they remained grateful to God for life and still believed peace was possible. They retained an attitude of thanksgiving and gratitude even in tough times. Now, many of us are accustomed to offering words of appreciation and thanks when times are good and things are going well. I usually find it easy to feel grateful when gifts are exchanged and kind words are spoken, even in the aftermath of a difficult situation. I'm still able to offer a prayer of thanksgiving, thankful for getting through to the other side of bad times. But what about tough times? How do we say thanks when trouble surrounds us and uncertainty fills our mind and space? Recently, I was in a circle praying with a group of people in a park in San Diego. I was very fortunate to have been standing between two young women from Sudan. As we held hands and offered our prayers aloud, I felt the deep wrenching that gripped their bodies, causing both of them to tremble as they spoke. What moved me most were the words of their prayers. The older of the two women who stood on my left prayed first, and then she said it. "Thank you, God, for the suffering of my people. Thank you for the hurt we have known. Thank you for the long journey from war to refugee camps and now to this place. Thank you for the pain we feel leaving our families behind and not knowing their fate, not knowing whether they are dead or alive." Well, her prayer continued like that as she shared a very deep faith in a loving and present God whom she gave thanks through her tough times. I had expected another kind of prayer, perhaps one that was more familiar, like praying for the protection of her family or the end to the war, violence, and death among her Sudanese countrymen. Instead, she prayed and I heard words of thankfulness in the midst of tough times. In Psalm 22, we hear David praying to God amid his own agony. And Jesus offered that same prayer of David from the cross when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Inherent in their prayers is the awareness of God's presence with them. And although they felt a sense of temporary abandonment, they still called out to God with confidence that God hears and knows their suffering. It is that awareness that sustains, strengthens, and makes possible our victory over unbearable and seemingly impossible circumstances. David and Jesus both expressed the very core of their faith, as they knew God listens, feels, and knows our tough times. And more than that, God shares and delivers us through and beyond our fears and our loneliness. Now, this is not to trivialize, minimize, or even deny tough times. It is not to say we should pretend tough times don't exist. Rather, in the midst of difficulty, when the outcome is not certain, we engage completely what is actually happening. But we do so with open expression of thankfulness and gratitude. Gratitude during tough times means naming and identifying what we are experiencing. We must name and call out our concerns and our issues. And when we speak the word that is bothering us, we gain power and control through God's grace. There is no denial when we say exactly what is going on and who is involved. After we name it, we discover the practical side of Jesus' teachings about love and forgiveness. The only true antidote to fear is love. Often, fear is the thing that drives and fuels our tough times. We can overcome our fear with love. Through love, we can muster the courage to forgive even those persons who cause us to face tough times. Forgiveness puts a human face on our condition. It makes room for us to retain our humanity, even as we affirm and validate the humanity of the person who is hurting us. When we do just that, everything changes, starting with our attitude. And when we do one other thing, as we pray to God, we express gratitude to and for the other person. Instead of seeking revenge or petitioning God to hurt the one who is hurting us, we lift up a prayer of appreciation for being alive and aware. We pray for the care and welfare of every person, even the one who is causing us harm. This is what Paul tells us in Romans 12:20, where he says, "You will be heaping coals of fire on his head." In other words, we will feel ashamed, or he will feel ashamed of himself for what he has done to you. Being thankful is not only reserved for good times in our lives. Our true power comes when we give thanks for all circumstances, including tough times. The amazing grace of God is that gratitude shifts perspective. We see, feel, and experience things quite differently when we authentically and openly say thank you in tough times. I have a pain in my lower back. Doctors have told me it will stay with me for the rest of my life. It is a pain for which I give thanks. It reminds me of the night I went through a windshield in a head-on automobile collision in Nigeria, West Africa. For a long time, whenever I closed my eyes or I could see the flash of bright lights and I could hear the crashing sound of metal from those cars, the pain in my back reminds me I am still alive after that accident on the highway between Ibadan and Lagos, commonly known as Blood Alley. I thank God for the pain and the moment that separated my past from the new life since that eventful evening. Saying thanks in tough times is not easy, but it is always necessary. Now, the second young woman from Sudan who prayed in that circle in the park also stirred my soul and helped to sharpen my faith. Her voice was so soft and gentle as to be barely heard even less than a foot away from her. But her eloquence and fervor could not be missed. She, too, prayed her prayer of thanks for the trials and tribulations of her life. She knew war and death, violence and deep hurt. She knew displacement and starting over in a very different and distant place. And yet, she said thank you in her tough times. Her prayer of thanksgiving touched everyone in that circle. She connected all of us to her and to her God. We witnessed the maturity of her faith as she prayed. Yes, gratitude is powerful. It is healing and it is renewing. We are forever changed and never the same for having heard her pray a word of thanks in her tough times. Anyone who has spent a single moment with any modicum of awareness through these very dangerous and difficult days knows there are many things that distract us and keep us off balance. We are reminded every day of the problems in the world. There are wars and famines, storms, addictions, unemployment, broken families, deployment to foreign lands, displacement, financial insecurity and illness, and the lists of woe go on and on. The toll of life is exact and often harsh. It is in these very tough times that we need to give thanks to God. Also, we must learn to say thank you to people in our lives, even those who appear invisible, like housekeepers in hotels, offices, hospitals, and schools. We must share our gratitude with people who make things right through their labor and their goodwill. It is not enough just to say thank you to God unless we also thank our sisters and our brothers. That attitude of gratitude gives us clarity. It gives us courage and faith to go on and live more abundantly and fully. Through our prayers of thanksgiving, new hope is shared and community is formed. We see ourselves in the company of others who also know the challenges and opportunities of tough times. We sense the presence of God with us through tough times. And the Apostle Paul reminds us again to pray without ceasing, to pray at all times, when times are good and when times are tough. And I say to you, yes, pray. pray a prayer of thanksgiving and be grateful no matter what is going on. Find the words and know the depths of gratitude that empowers you to say thanks in tough times. Amen.